This is the local VK5 news segment. Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, everyone. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison South Australia and its committee. Myself and the other committee members of Wison South Australia would like to wish you and your families a very happy, safe and new year for 2022, and hope that you enjoy the time with your families and friends. Let's hope that 2022 does not continue to bring the ongoing challenges of COVID-19, and that this year may be easier than last year. Just a reminder and note for your diary that today, Sunday the 2nd of January 2022, which is tonight at 2000 hours, the Wison South Australian Radio Net on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network for Wison members and friends will be held again. This net is held on the first Sunday of each month and facilitated by VK5 FBIC Tony Green. So drop it in and say good day from 2000 hours on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network tonight, the 2nd of January 2022 at 2000 hours. And we look forward to your involvement. All hams, young and old, are welcome on the night. Wison South Australia is hosting a social barbecue get-together on the 29th of January 2022, with doors opening from 10 a.m. and a guest speaker presentation from 11 a.m. down at the Scouts Facility for Adventurous Activities, Anderson Avenue, Goodalgan North, from 10 a.m. And this will be our first of many events for 2022, and Rodney Mitchell, VK5 KFB, who is the Technical Officer for BAA Systems and Wison South Australia member, will be presenting on the JAWN, which is the Over the Horizon Radar Network that is located in the Northern Territory, which is part of our defence system for the Asian Pacific region that keeps our great country safe from our northern neighbours. And besides, who doesn't like a free lunch? So come along on the 29th of January with doors opening from 10 a.m. and presentation from 11 a.m. down at the Scouts Facility for Adventurous Activities at Anderson Avenue, Goonoog North, from 11 a.m. for the Wison South Australia social get-together with free barbecue and soft drinks. Rodney's presentation is a presentation not to be missed, so put it in your diaries and calendar now. This has been VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the Wison South Australian Committee, saying 73 and Happy New Year to all, and stay COVID safe and free. Cheers all.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello everyone, this is Les, VK5 KLD, with the first edition of the North East Radio Club news for 2022. Yeah, I hope everybody has a Happy New Year, and that things turn out much better this year than they have in the previous couple of years. Now, the first meeting of the North East Radio Club for 2022 is going to be on Friday the 14th of January. And because of the current COVID situation, it's going to be a virtual meeting, and it will be conducted on the Houghton 2-metre repeater, 146850, and it will be starting at 7:15 p.m. Now, depending on the subject matter for the night, there may be coverage on Zoom, or perhaps a PowerPoint presentation. So don't forget that. There'll be a virtual meeting of the North East Radio Club Friday the 14th of January. So don't roll up to the club rooms, because you'll be feeling very lonely if you do. And the first coffee club meeting for 2022 at the Tea Tree Gully Library will be on Wednesday the 12th of January. And don't forget that the Coffee Corona Club net is on 146850 at 9 a.m. on Wednesdays. And of course, this coming Wednesday, that will be all that will be available, because the cafe at the library won't be open next Wednesday. And the F Troop net is still going strong. It's on Fridays at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network, so come up and join Tony, VK5 FBIC, and all the gang, and have a good chat on Fridays at 5 p.m. Well, that's all we've got for this week, so hope everybody is staying safe, 73s and Good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
News from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society, January the 2nd, 2022. By Phil, VK5 SRP. If you wish to borrow magazines from the AHARS collection, you may have to visit the shack until we have to work out a better plan. There is insufficient storage at the church. All future general meetings will be at the Blackwood Uniting Church, the church by the roundabout. The next general meeting will be the AGM on Thursday, the 17th of February, and the starting time will be 7 p.m. for 7:30. There is a lot of parking behind the church in a well-lit car park. I know many of you were impressed with the talk at the last general meeting by Peter O'Neill, and Greg has recorded this meeting. We should be able to show this at one of our Saturday morning sessions. The threat of being evicted from the shack has come up again, and we will have to start our quest for a new venue once the Christmas New Year is over. Pat has found a possible venue nearby. We will look into this at the January committee meeting. The January picnic. Pat has booked February the 16th of January 2022 with the Marion RSL for our January picnic. But the way the pandemic is progressing, it is only 2 weeks away to the picnic. I have asked the committee if we should go ahead with this event. We have about 20 names on the list so far, and only 6 have paid. I suspect the rest are waiting to see what is happening with the COVID. If we can hold the picnic outdoors, this will fit the current COVID guidelines, but if we have to hold it indoors due to heat or rain, then this will be a problem. Please email me with your thoughts as soon as possible. I want to have a definitive answer within the week. Do we go ahead with the 16th January, or do we put the picnic off until March or April? No more general meetings until the AGM in February the 17th. Have you thought about putting your hand up for a position on the AHARS committee? I have emailed a document outlining the duties of those on the committee and will email out a nomination form soon. Best wishes for 2022. Stay safe and stay away from COVID. Please listen to the broadcasts and read the weekly emails I'm sending out to see what the outcome of this plan is. We can hold the annual picnic later in the year.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. Happy New Year to all. Hopefully you all managed to celebrate the arrival of the new year as you wanted to, but no doubt the latest restrictions will have curbed quite a few planned celebrations. It seems as though every time officialdom decides that restrictions can be eased a bit, COVID reinvents itself and a fresh wave of misery swamps us, forcing authorities to rethink and reimpose restrictions in an effort to avoid our hospitals being overwhelmed. None of us have any idea when this will stop, and so we must work out how best to get on with our lives while still being extremely cautious of our own health and that of all around us as well. We amateur radio enthusiasts must consider ourselves lucky, as we can still talk to fellow amateurs anywhere in the world at any time, as long as the propagation gods allow us to, that is. Even if we can't venture far from home, or if we are locked down in quarantine, we can still talk to like-minded people whenever we like. It may be on a repeater across town, anywhere in the world via FT8 or even on HF, and so isolation for us is far less burdensome than for those who know nothing about our hobby. My wife and I have been watching a TV series from the UK called Cobra, where a foreign power shuts down the internet and the mobile phone system by hacking into the UK systems. Communication in parts of the UK is reduced to using mods on motor scooters as the only means of passing messages to emergency services and the hospitals. My immediate thought, of course, was that amateur radio could have saved a day. Anyway, now I'm rambling and getting off track. What I really hope is that we can all get on with 2022 with a minimum of further disruptions. I hope that as many as possible manage to stay healthy and avoid getting COVID, and especially that we do not get it and pass it on to others. Let's all hope for the best in the coming months and make the best of a worrying situation. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.